Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are with me. I am so honored. You're listening to the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. That is my story. That is what I'm sticking to. You are bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate. We celebrate you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done each and every time on this particular podcast because you deserve that celebration. Another great interview, another timely interview, another how are we going to get through this stew of challenges with the virus. We'll be talking to Lisa Ryan, Chief Appreciation Officer, strategist. Gratigy is the company. How about that? Word mash there. All right, let's get going. Yeah, Lisa's fun. You're going to enjoy this particular interview because she brings the heat. Most definitely, she is wonderful. But before I get going, if you don't have Disney Plus, you need to. You need to get it. It's been great, especially during this time of virus, but it's been great. And so what I've been doing is going through, they have National Geographic as a part of the little box that they have out there. So click on that and you look at what they have. And I sort of stay away from all the animal stuff, but I go right to the science. And one of the things that I've been sort of rifling through during this time, because I've been harping on the collaboration necessity, the innovation requirements that are going to just have to be part of this new frontier we call post-virus, whatever it might be. And then, of course, in taking action. And so I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, well, this is fantastic. And I'm looking at all this NASA documentaries about Apollo, about the Mars rovers, about the mission to the sun, and what the teams with NASA had to create. And I'm just thinking to myself, of course, it's not on the same level, but I just was fascinated by the fact that there is no way that you could ever do what they are doing without a serious collaboration effort. No way. There's no way they were going to innovate without collaboration. It's so spectacular to see what they did and how they just created new stuff out of just like, okay, we're going to have to capture the sun's rays, so I have to create a box that captures it, but that thing has to be able to withstand temperatures of a gazillion degrees. But we can do it, and because I have a team around me, and because I'm calling in help from various locations, I was just so fascinated by it. And the other thing I was fascinated by, that everybody's like shaking their heads, yeah, this is pretty cool, this is cool. But they knew that they're going to make mistakes. They knew that they were going to fail at something, but they just kept at it. They kept refining. They were just taking action. So when I start talking about collaboration and I start talking about innovation and I start talking about action, holy cow, that is a great example. And boy, is it just, I don't know, it's so motivating, because once you start listening to these scientists talk about the challenges that they had to deal with, I'm telling you, man, it's just spectacular. Disney Plus is where it's at. Collaboration, innovation, take action. Now is the time. Speed, 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 speed. Do it internally. Find your customers. They need help. Everybody needs help. Collaborate. Please do that. I'm going to continue to harp on that. All right, on to the interview. All right, her name is Lisa Ryan. And just love the fact that she took gratitude and strategy together to come up with her company name, Gratigy. That's a cool mesh, right? And Chief Appreciation Strategist, excuse me. And we talk about keeping your top talent, and this is what's so fascinating right now, because we're in this COVID world that we're living in, and of course you're going to need to sort of figure out how to retain that talent. She is just coming with some real great truth on how to do that with a lot of energy, with a lot of passion. And I'm telling you right now, she is passionate about helping you. So anyway, we're going to be talking a lot about that. She gives us some actionable steps to take as companies that we got to take to the bank. We got to do it now. Remember, collaborate, innovate, take action, speed, baby. Those are the four things. She brings it in line with all of those components. So without further ado, here is Lisa Ryan. She's wonderful. Note herself out there on LinkedIn. So thank you very much. Here's Lisa. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. And I am looking forward to this conversation. Are you looking forward to it?
I am so looking forward to it. It's going to be the highlight of my entire day.
I was hoping for something a bit longer, like maybe a year, the minimum of a year. Not a day. Give me
decade.
A week at least.
Decade. Yeah. Decade.
In my life. Forget about any kids that I've had. Forget about all that, man. I just talked to Scott McKenzie. Anyway, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic, thanks.
Hey, is it snowing up there in Ohio?
As a matter of fact, it is. We had a couple inches on the ground yesterday. It didn't stick. And then it's supposed to be snowing all day today, you know? So it's April. I guess Cleveland's just not quite done with its weather yet. But, well, you know, it is what it is.
It's corona weather. It's even nice down here in Louisiana. And if anybody knows about Louisiana, the weather's quite challenging. But apparently, corona's helping us out with the weather. And that's my story. And I'm sticking to it, Lisa.
Well, there you go.
I'm not a meteorologist, but I think I've got science to back me up. Anyway, hey, for the listeners out there, let's give us a little background, 411, on who you are, because your stat card's really grayed out on LinkedIn. Talk to us about you and why you're so fantastic.
Well, I am probably the world's only chief appreciation strategist, and my company is Gratigy, which I mushed together two words, gratitude and strategies, because that's what I talk about, and really help organizations, particularly manufacturing and skilled trade organizations, to keep their best people from becoming someone else's, simply by creating a culture where they feel acknowledged and valued.
Well, that's terrific. Great and terrific. I don't know. That was weak. However,
I'm not sure if that one's worth trademarking.
I'll just sort of keep, yes, it's not. Trust me. Just move along. These are not the droids you want. Move along. So anyway, we've got to talk about the elephant in the room, and we briefly touched upon it in our pre-conversation, is this whole what's happening in the workforce today with the corona, COVID virus, quarantine, whatever it is, and the challenges for business right now. And many of them have had to sort of, I'm sorry, we got to go, furlough, whatever it might be. You've got your work cut out for you, and businesses do. So share with us a little bit of your insights that are taking place right now, and what do we do as businesses?
Sure. Well, like anything, there's good changes and there's bad changes when it comes to the COVID-19. I think the best thing that is coming out of it is the fact that we are exposed to technology, that we are forced to be using technology that we would not have used before. Let's take my husband's company for an example. He's an accountant, and his company is one of those people, if you are not in the room, you are not working. There's no way that you can do your job from home, blah, 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 blah. Well, for 2 weeks, Scott was able to do his job from home. So companies are figuring out that, hey, maybe having a remote workforce or having remote as an option will help us in the future as far as employee retention, because employees are looking for more flexibility. The challenge comes from getting to that line. There's the line between staying in touch and micromanaging. So we don't want to go over the fact of what are you doing, what are you doing, what are you doing, because it doesn't matter, does it, when or where the job gets done, as long as it's getting done. But we're so used to seeing our employees, to be able to walk into the office, walk into the plant, see what they're doing, and now we don't have that flexibility. But by the same token, checking in with your employees who are probably remote for the first time in their career. Yeah. They're teachers and babysitters because their kids are off school. They're worried about their aging parents that they're taking care of. So they have all of these personal things in addition to getting the work done. So we have to come from that area of care and compassion and how are you doing? How can I help you? How we're going to get through this. So maintain the corporate optimism to let employees know that, you know what, we're making it. This is what's going on. We are going to have you come back. Hopefully that's the case. I know, again, for my husband's family or my husband's company, when they sent him the email in big letters in all caps, it said that this temporary situation. And just having that all caps of temporary was very reassuring. So little things that companies can do to keep their employees in the loop, to maintain that communication, but to make sure that it's not only work-related, that it's also that basic human connection that we are really suffering from because we're all in isolation and sheltering in place right now.
It is a big boat that includes a lot of people and we're all in it 100% globally. So if you feel like you're being picked on, well, the world is being picked on and you're a part of a big, big group. And I got to deviate real quick. So your husband's name is Scott.
Yes, it is.
Is he as good looking as I am? He must be because he's Scott.
You know what? The funny thing about
doesn't
the name
look like
Scott,
Ted Kaczynski, right?
I have never met a Scott that's not an amazing person. So you just fall right into that category.
Thank you very much. We're going to wrap up this podcast right now because we're going to be on a hot. No, that
I have a brother named Scott too. Just so you know.
That's it. It's genetically predispositioned. Scots are fun.
Yes,
some
they
are better
are.
Looking than others. Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is interesting because you brought up an interesting point. This whole remote work location in industry as a whole, we don't do well with that. We don't do well with not looking and managing and, you know, being sort of that micromanager type of thing. And we're all learning, but I think if we do it right, there are some happy people, productive people, and I believe there's going to be some cost savings and improved revenue if we do it right, if we lay that out properly. Do you agree?
Absolutely. What companies are doing right now during this COVID-19 pandemic is basically setting the foundation for the future. The way that the technologies that they're learning, the strategies that they're learning, but how they're connecting with, keeping in contact with their employees, making their employees feel, not getting all touchy-feely and stuff, but we still need that connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is the time that when employees, when we do go back to work, they're either going to be like, oh my goodness, I'm going to stay with this company forever because they really took care of me. I really felt cared about. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to be like, you know what? I am so out of here because I can't believe I didn't hear from my boss once.
Yes.
They didn't care that I was taking care of my kids and all this other stuff. All they cared about was the work. And then you lose them. So this is the time to really cement those relationships for that long-term loyalty because, as you said, the whole world is going through this right now. Yeah. So the decisions you're making are going to have incredibly long-term impact.
You know, it's I believe, along the same lines as what you were talking about, I believe that people are watching companies and see how companies are behaving through this challenging time. I believe companies will gain greater market share or success if they demonstrate the willingness to give, to sacrifice, and think of the other. Because people are watching, because people are hurting, and there's a lot of anxiety out there. And I'm just telling you right now, do not go back to the way you were. Figure out how you innovate going forward from a human perspective, a human capital perspective, and I think you're going to do much better.
Well, and just think about the different manufacturing firms that I know in Cleveland here, we have a beer manufacturer that's now making hand sanitizers. We have clothing manufacturers that are making masks. We have auto manufacturers that are making ventilators. So just having employees that are a part of, you know what, I work at a plant where we help to make a difference. We were able to pivot, which I know is like the most cliche word on the planet right now.
It is.
But we were
able
to.
It's not going
to
be on your, I'm not going to write it down. Let's just put it that way. I'm not going to say.
No, no. But it really is something that, you know, these employees that are working for those companies that were able to make those changes basically on a dime. You know, sure, we made beer, which is a fun product, but now we're making hand sanitizers. It's changing lives, it's saving lives. And I was a part of that because people want to be part of a mission that's bigger than them. Yeah. And a lot of manufacturers are giving them the opportunity to do that.
Isn't it fascinating that manufacturing, and just in general, is able to shift lines and be able to do something that quickly, right? A manufacturer beer, and then somebody says, hey, you got to do some hand sanitizer. Okay, we can do that. Tweak here, do this, adjust that. Boom, and now we're in the hand sanitizer. And then go back to, you know, producing beer. Whatever that is, it fascinates me. I think that ingenuity is fantastic.
Well, and I think that, again, that's one of the positives that is coming out of this. If you would have told this beer company 2 months ago, hey, you're going to be making hand sanitizer, they'd be like, are you insane? We don't do that. We are a beer company. We've been doing this for 100 years, blah, 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 blah. But you get stuck.
Yes.
And when you can't do what you need to do, to just figure out what that next change is going to be. And like I said, turn on a dime. It's been an amazing process to see what companies have done.
Yeah. And companies are doing, I'm manufacturing ventilators. It's like, ventilators? How do you do that? Whatever it is, that's pretty spectacular.
Right.
It is. Okay. So we've laid it out. We understand that we're in this boat and it's pretty challenging and some parts are filling up with water and we're trying to bail it out and we're trying to help everybody sort of get back to the new normal. I hate saying that too, but there is going, business as usual is not going to happen, is not going to fly going forward. So be innovative. And I'm a big fan of collaboration. You don't have all the answers. That's why I'm talking to you, Lisa. You have all the answers, fortunately for me. That's a big doggone beam to put on your shoulder, but you got it. You got a strong back. You can handle that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, right there. Lisa has all the answers, so reach out to her. She's got it. Anyway, we've got some actionable items. Like right now, what do you recommend primarily companies and even employees? I mean, this is across the board. What do you sort of recommend if we're, you know, trying to, you know,
so
be more gratitude-ish?
Well, first of all, to be transparent, to keep in touch with your employees, to let them know exactly what's going on. You know, if manufacturing is going to come back slowly, in increments, to let them know that, to kind of give people, because the thing that we're looking for right now is that end date, that light at the end of the tunnel. If you don't know it, that's okay. But if the more that you can share, and from that place of vulnerability, from a leadership team, because, you know, you are not all that in a bag of chips. Well, maybe you are, Scott, but to be able to.
That and a bag of chips. By the way,
exactly.
I'm really into barbecue chips lately. That is my commitment to COVID-25. I'm gaining 25 pounds, and I'm doing it by bags of barbecue chips. Delicious. Continue.
There you go. But that level of vulnerability to let your people know that, you know what, hey, this has been tough for me too. We have kids at home, you know, trying to manage everything. I know what you're going through, but also you can be tactical during this time because we are learning a lot of lessons and we are revealing to ourselves how quick that we can change things when necessary, how we can trust our employees to work from home. So all of these lessons that we're learning right now, to start writing those down to keep track, because when we get back to, you know, whatever this new normal is going to be, a lot of this we can implement and we can learn and be better, stronger, and faster than we ever were before.
Steve Austin.
You got that.
Yeah, man barely alive. Absolutely. I feel that way right now. I'm a man barely alive.
No, chips are helping you to maintain.
Oh, they're helping me, all right. So is alcohol. By the way, I have my professional drinking shirt on. If you're watching us out in video, you'll notice that it's a professional drinking shirt, and I am certified. especially now. And I'm going to be buying my COVID scooter because my 25 pounds are putting a lot of weight on my knees, and I'm going to have to get a COVID scooter to get around.
See, I always heard the quarantine.
Go ahead.
I've heard the quarantine 15, but see, you are going above and beyond what is even expected during quarantine.
I'm committed. I am a professional, and I'm committed. And you can join along, but I'm telling you, it requires a lot of certifications and, a lot of chewing. However, so we've got transparency. One, what is it? And that's real important. I don't want to gloss over that. And I think right now, and I'll share with you, I feel the same way. It's like this has been going on and on. I might have had different energy in the beginning, like I'm going to be everybody's, I'm going to reach out and say, how are you doing? And then it just keeps going on and on. And it's after a while, you're like, I'm rolling out of bed. I make some coffee. I'm going to walk the dog. And you just, it's the same thing. How do you make, that's a challenge right now.
Yes, it is. It definitely is.
So we've got transparency. What other thing can we do?
The second one would be to be tactical or to be strategic, to figure out what it is, the changes that you've made, and see how you can make those into permanent changes. Maybe there is some more flexibility, obviously not with your production staff because you can't really telecommute and make stuff, right. But maybe there's a little bit more flexibility for some of your, non-production staff of being able to work from home, of giving that flexibility. And then the third one is really, and the most important, is to express sincere appreciation. Let employees know that you value that they're getting the job done, that you are, that they, you know what they're juggling, that they're committed to your organization, and really just those simple words of saying thank you and being specific as far as what it is that you're recognizing them for. That's how you make the connection. That's how you let people know that they're cared about, that they feel valued, that you're recognizing their good work instead of always beating them up for, this isn't right, or this wasn't on time, or this was late, or whatever. But we just need to really come from it from a more human standpoint than we ever have before. And the nice thing is that when managers and business owners see the positive results of that acknowledgement, it's going to be a lot easier to continue to do that, because sometimes we just kind of forget. Sometimes we forget everything's, production's running smooth, everything's fine. Well, why would I acknowledge it? That's what they're supposed to do. Right. But, miss a deadline or something screws up in production, it's like, oh, this is the most terrible thing that ever happened. Right. So now we can just, we maintain business. Yay us and yay you for being a part of it. So that simple human connection, staying in contact, coming from value, acknowledgement, appreciation, out of everything that comes out of that, that would be the number one recommendation by far.
How do you ensure sincerity? Because, you can go down the old checkbox. It's like, all right. Today, my goal is to express my appreciation, check. And the next one is going to, that sounds like the heart of the individual. How do you ensure sincerity?
Well, it's funny. When I'm doing my live programs, I'll tell the audience, it's like, oh, yeah. And if you guys think that this is all about, oh, that Lisa Ryan woman told me I need to thank 5 people today. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Check. Is that 5? It's like, no, that's not working, because employees can tell when you are not sincere. So when we focus on the specifics instead of, hey, great job, or thanks, I really appreciate the fact that you stayed after 30 minutes specifics. To get this out. That meant a lot. And even if you have that employee that you don't necessarily like, it's not fake, but if you look for that employee outperforming what they did before and recognize them specifically, then it comes from a place of sincerity. Yeah. And a lot of people are not comfortable with that. They're not used to saying thank you. And it is out of their comfort zone, but it's like one thing, just find one person a day that you can sincerely thank. And it gets you in the habit of looking for things they're doing well instead of again, just looking for what's wrong or what's messed up.
I like the fact that you've got to the challenge to look for specifics and communicate that those specifics to the individual that you're saying, hey, good job, thumbs up, all that good stuff. I like what you did, whatever. And I think that that's important. I do believe too, if you concur, that everybody's, there's a lot of hurt going on there. And I think right now you've got, you mentioned like a 6-to-1 positive ratio. I think it's got to be 10. I have nothing to back it up, but there's a lot of hurt going on out there. And I think it's better to be positive as opposed to, you know, negative, because it's easy to be negative.
Right. It's so much better to err on the side of positivity right now, because that's the thing. Not only we don't know if there are the people that work for us have family members that are sick, if they have kids that are sick, if they are not feeling well themselves. There's so much fear right now that's, of course, being fed by the media and social media, and everybody's just making up stuff because they heard something online somewhere. But it's, again, looking more for that human aspect and realizing that maybe it's not the same amount of workload that you are giving to your employees right now. But we can still get the bare essentials done that keep us in business, that keep us profitable, or at least moving forward and taking into account. Because, again, these are people who have never worked at home before. They don't really understand technology. And, you know, maybe they have a couple kids in different grades. So they're dealing with 3 or 4 different teachers and all these different classes and all of this homework. Yeah. And then dealing with a house full of kids that aren't allowed to go outside and play with their friends, and they're bored silly. So now what do you do? You know? So all of these things just keep piling up on our employees.
Yes. Yeah. And I think you have to be ultra sensitive to the fact that you just laid it out. Boom, 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 boom. Some might have more challenges than others, but they're still, it's an interruption. It's a disruption within their life right now. Now, if we are to, let's say we're doing things that are positive today, like, okay, we're laying it out, we're communicating, we're being transparent, we're being real, right?
Right.
Now we're talking about culture and trying to change the culture going forward to be more positive, to be more transparent, to be more supportive and, you know, gracious in how we interact. Talk to us a little bit about the necessity to have that culture.
Well, one of the easiest ways to do that is at the start of a meeting. You know, you're having your morning check-ins or your between shift check-ins or whatever it is, to start those meetings with letting people share 30 seconds of good news. It changes the conversation, and it can be something personal. You know, the little Johnny's baseball team went to the championships, right, when they can play again, or the successful completion of a big project. But what it does is it allows us to connect more on a human basis and learn things about each other as far as just what lights up our employees. One thing that I talk about again in my programs is the All About Me sheet, where you can actually do some kind of survey. What's your favorite, you know, $10 gift card? What's your favorite candy bar? Do you like public recognition or private recognition? All these little things, so that when an employee does something well, that we can specifically recognize them the way they want to be recognized.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool little strategy and solution right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
I know
go
all the answers.
Look at, but that, because we are talking to Lisa and she has all the answers. It's one-stop shop for Lisa. That's for doggone sure. So I go out to your LinkedIn stat card. And of course, you've got a lot of action movement type of photos. Are you active out there? You got to be active out there on LinkedIn, right?
Yes, I'm very active out there. I like to publish articles. I like to read the articles that other people have published. I have a bi-monthly TV show, online TV show that I post on there. So I try to make my LinkedIn profile pretty resource rich.
You're kind of a big deal, aren't you?
I like to think so. No, not really.
Well, I don't know.
You know, as long as you have me on. You know, if I made it to this show, then you know it's a big thing.
You're at the top of Everest right here, the number one industrial-based podcast in the universe. That's my story. That's what I'm sticking to.
There you go.
And it's completely wrong, but it doesn't matter. I can do it because there's no regulations in podcasts. You are absolutely wonderful. Now, Listeners, real quick, I'm going to summarize this conversation. It's going to be out on industrialtalk.com. And it just look for Lisa Ryan. Pop her podcast up. There's all the information that you need to get a hold of her. And I'm sure I can probably finagle. Let me just check, because you filled out a form. Let's talk a little bit about manufacturing. Get 98 proven strategies to attract and retain your industry's top talent. She's giving that away for free.
Yes, I am.
It's a PDF. Easy peasy. No excuse. You got to go check it out. Listen to the podcast. Reach out to her. Lisa, you were wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a fabulous day.
Why, thank you. And you listeners, let's wrap it up on the other side. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Thank you again. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That's Lisa Ryan, a.k.a. What a Spark Plug, and passionate about your success. What an honor to be able to have her on the Industrial Talk Podcast, dropping out those, reality truth bombs. Fantastic stuff. Go to her website. That is LisaRyanSpeaks.com. LisaRyanSpeaks.com. And, of course, she's the chief appreciation strategist. I mean, her stat card out there, too. I go on LinkedIn. That's pretty doggone good, too, as well. And once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Okay, here are a couple of things. One, start collaborating. Start collaborating now. You don't have all the answers. You got to have the answers. And it's only going to come through collaboration. Think about NASA and what they do. You're going to have to innovate. Not just innovate from a technology point of view, but innovate from your business model. What are you going to do? There's just stuff that you got to handle today for tomorrow, right? Resiliency. We got to do that. Take action. Don't just plan it. Don't just talk about it. Just don't just surf the net on it. Take action. Make it happen. One little step at a time. You'll be okay. And you know the last one? Speed, baby. Speed, speed, speed. We're going to be coming out with a sales, marketing, and branding all dedicated to speed. So stay tuned on that one. All right, be bold, be brave. Derek Greatley, you're changing the world. Thank you very much. We will be back with another great interview shortly.